JBB's Final Thoughts, Episode 33, Zen as F. Jebo Studios here, going off script today, so apologies for a bit of rambling. I just finished today attending the Las Vegas Writers Conference, and so I'm kind of pumped about possibilities and all sorts of things that are kind of going to take some time to ferment in my mind. So I decided to go ahead and take this opportunity to put together this particular episode. The last month has been absolutely amazing. A little over 2 weeks ago, toward the end of spring break, I attended Viva Las Vegas 22, which is a celebration of the rockabilly lifestyle, cars, costumes, lots of wonderful music. And in my particular case, it seems like I spent the four nights that I attended involved a little bit of burlesque. So that's always kind of exciting. So after Viva Las Vegas, then the following week, I was able to spend at least one evening with the folks from the Morning Stream podcast that I follow regularly. And that was a lot of fun, hanging out with the Geek Tribe. Then the actual following night on the 27th, thanks to my friend Jen, I had tickets to see Sarah McLachlan perform. And that was really invigorating and kind of, all these things kind of put me in a position of contemplating, you know, what do I want to do with this next chapter in my life and where do I want to dedicate my energies? It's been just absolutely amazing. And then all the weeks at work have been involved with either robotics, working with the students, or doing water-based rockets, which is a lot of fun, but requires a lot of work. Most nights, I have been staying at the office, putting together, putting some final touches on the kids' works, till 7 o'clock quite often. So with that in mind, I am quite looking forward to the end of the school year coming up here in about a little bit under 3 weeks. Today's writing conference really got me thinking, what is it that I really, really, really am passionate? What do I really want to do? I've got, multiple venues for which to express myself. There is the music that I've been doing. There is the photography that I absolutely love. And then there's the writing. And then, my career as an educator, as a teacher. And really when it came down to thinking about things that I was passionate about, the writing really stuck out to me as a possible next chapter, something I really need to focus on. I imagine that I've got, a couple of years, maybe 3 to 5 years, to kind of figure out what I want to do public school teaching, should I be lucky enough to continue in this profession, or what might transpire as we move forward, because I, after my experience of a job termination in Florida, I'm always got my head a little bit on a swivel, always trying to contemplate the next move. I guess maybe that's the biggest change over the last 3 years, is that while I was in Florida and my teaching career in California, I never imagined the need to do anything else than that, to be an educator and to work with students. And I imagined myself just kind of doing that until I just couldn't, till I died, basically. But the shock of losing the job in Florida really set my mind to wanting to have some kind of plan, wanting to imagine my life beyond what it is I do from day to day. And that's been a big thing on my mind of late. Friends of mine pointed me towards the book Essentialism, which very much talks about living intentionally. And I did the podcast, I think it was number 25, about the power of no. And so I'm very much in this mode. Okay, I've got a... right now, I can more or less count on having a runway for the next year. Between now and this time next year, what do I want to do? And And so, yeah, in my mind, I am weighing the options. What is it that I want to do? Previously, I'd thought of continuing or restarting my doctorate program. But then as I think about that, it's like, so what would be the point of that? Is it to continue in the teaching modality that I'm in? Is it to do some kind of leadership? I know that I've learned a great deal over the course of my career that I should be sharing on a possibly on a bigger stage or doing something with that. But I don't know how a doctorate fits into that particular process. And so I'm very much thinking that I'm going to lean in this summer, you know, make sure that the next school year we have things a lot more planned, but at the same time try to see how I can fit in my writing into what I've been doing. So this summer, you know, I'm going to look into massaging my social network presence so that it reflects the quadrants of my life, my experiences and expertise as an educator, my interaction and working with technology, my budding hobby with Legos, finding expression with music and with photography, you know, those creative aspects. And I guess maybe in some ways I'm thinking in the back of my mind that the best chance for me to find the next chapter might be better pursued with the writing than with either music or with photography, even though I plan to continue those things and continue to grow in those particular fields and see how it goes. I've been promising for some time to begin doing reflections based on this book, Zen as F, by Monica Sweeney. And I'm going to go ahead and it's kind of a workbook kind of a thing. And I'm going to go ahead and do the first exercise. I won't read the introduction. I will save that for you to read. I'll put a link to this book in the show notes of this episode. First exercise says, breathe in strength, breathe out bullshit. And then it says, we all have bad days. Make a list of the things that bothered you today. Okay, so, number one, it's Saturday. I had to get up really early to attend this conference, even though absolutely love the conference. But I really would have liked to have been able to sleep in. And also because, you know, this is my sixth day of work for the most part. Around 2 o'clock, around, you know, the after hour, after lunch hours, I really began to drag. I really was having a hard time keeping my eyes open. So that was tough. Another thing that kind of bothered me today was that I didn't know anybody at this function. And so it was up to me to, you know, to include myself in the conversations and the little subgroups. And I've gotten pretty good at that. You know, I seem to be able to do that without being a pain or whatever. But it still takes a little bit out of me to be more than a wallflower. So that was a little bit tough. What else today? I think. Oh, I got it. So as of Thursday, it appears that my air conditioning isn't quite working, which is really bad in Las Vegas. And Thursday afternoon when I came home after work, the air conditioning, I think, was on. I don't know, but it was in the mid-80s in my apartment. And so I cranked it down because thinking maybe it was a setting or something like that. And next time I looked at it, it was 85 degrees. So I had to crack open the windows. And at the time, it was pretty much in the 80s outside. So there was no real cooling off that evening. So I need to make sure that this is taken care of because we're only, you know, a month away from it being in the mid-90s. And I guess the irony is this time last year in my apartment that I moved out of, I had the more or less exact same experience where, you know, for whatever reason, the air conditioning just completely died. And even though I contacted my the apartment management, it never really kicked in. And, you know, up until the point when I moved out in August, I was dealing with little to no air conditioning. And so I want to avoid that this particular summer. I would much more enjoy this lovely place should I be able to bring the temperatures into the low 70s. That would be enjoyable. And this particular room is one of the hotter rooms in this place, even when I first moved in and even when it seemed like the air conditioning was functioning. So then cross that list out and tell them to fuck off. Make another list of what made you made today great. So I think one of the things that made today great was this awesome conference, meeting a lot of writers from here in the Valley, and then actually across the United States. I met somebody from Florida. I met somebody from Denver. I met somebody who was living in Los Angeles in the media industry. Her and her husband sold their place, and they've been traveling for the last 3 years. And so the possibilities are amazing, and it's extremely encouraging. And I love the fact that I find myself in a position where I get to experience all these different elements of fandom or passion. You know, the rockabilly people a couple weeks ago, podcasting friends a week ago, music with Sarah McLachlan, and then writers today. And then, oh yes, and then on Thursday I met with some folks that put together the computers that I use in my lab, the Z-Space computers. And so that kind of gave me an infusion of enthusiasm towards seeing possibilities. And so I am feeling rather zen as F today. So I hope you have a great experience this whenever it is that you actually happen to see this particular video or listen to the podcast, and that you find time to reflect the path that you're on. I guess that's kind of what I'm doing, is up until my layoff in 2014, it was just business as usual day after day, you know, just kind of running after things. And then after that, it was like, okay, you know, what is it that I really want to do with the time that I have? And I've been working on that ever since. You know, obviously, I need to, it's a continuing process, because here it is many years later since that particular event, and I haven't moved very much forward in the writing. I do a lot of the photography, but I haven't published much of it in comparison to the amount that I do. And I'm just now more or less dipping my toe in sharing the whole music thing. It's really about the journey. It's about what you're learning as you are going along the road, and how you course correct and learn from previous experiences, and try to work towards a particular goal. If you have no goals, then don't be surprised that you find yourself 5 to 10 years down the road and none of the things that you really wanted to do have happened. So. And please, that's the other thing that came out of the conference, is the need to kind of work the social media. And I need to get this podcast out there, find an audience, find fellow podcasters and interested parties that are interested in, you know, this conversation of finding your path in life. What is it that you're passionate about? How does it overlap what I've been discussing? And how do you, you know, manage the day-to-day grind? Let's start a conversation. You can find me on my YouTube channel. Just look for JBB's Final Thoughts, and make sure that it doesn't autocorrect to Job's Final Thoughts. Or you can go to Joe Bustillo's. Actually, JBB's Final Thoughts is also the blog. Scroll to the bottom, click on the subscribe button, and then it'll ask you for your email, and then you will get a notice in your email whenever I post something new there. And you should also find all the other projects that I'm working on if you go to JBB's Final Thoughts or joebustillos.com. So I'm going to go ahead and end with a little bit of music.
Imagine there's no heaven, It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. The brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people living, cheering all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
So, talk to you later. Bye.